Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1204, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. 173. My sister quit at the factory before Christmas. I have never flirted with anybody out of the window. I have heard them say that they didn't want the girls to flirt around the factory. I have heard Mr. Frank say that to Miss McClellan after she told him that she had seen some of the girls flirting. Miss Bessie Fleming, sworn for the defendant. I worked as stenographer at Mr. Frank's office from April 1911 to December 1911. Mr. Frank's character was unusually good. Cross-examination. I am just talking about my personal relations with him. I have never seen him do anything wrong there in the factory. He never made any advances to me or anyone else. I worked right in the same office with him. The four ladies came to the office. The other girls did not very much. I never did see any flirting. I never heard about any. Mr. Frank worked on his financial sheet in the afternoons. He didn't have time Saturday morning. I didn't stay there very often on Saturday afternoons, but I knew that he didn't have time to do it Saturday morning. I saw him on Saturdays during the mornings making out the financial sheet. The girls work by the hour in piecework. She has a right to go in there when she wants to dress to go out. Mrs. Mattie Thompson, sworn for the defendant. I work on the fourth floor of the pencil factory. I have been there 3 years. Mr. Frank's general character is good. I have never heard anything against him. I have never met Mr. Frank anywhere or at any time for any immoral purpose. I have made complaints about girls flirting out of the windows with men on the outside. After several spoke, the girls are not supposed to be in the dressing room. There is no toilet or bathtub in the dressing room. There is no lock on the door. Cross-examination. They were all complaining up there on the fourth floor about the girls flirting out of the window, and some of us elderly ladies put a stop to it by reporting it to Mr. Darley. The girls were not fast, but they would flirt. Mrs. Carson, I and some of the other ladies reported it to Mr. Darley last spring, about a year ago. The girls simply said they were standing at the windows, flirting out of the windows with men in the street. Girls did not go into the dressing room to rest. They would go to change their clothes before work time and after finishing work. I have never heard any talk about Frank taking a girl off in a dark place and putting his arms around her.